This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Danny, the Tkachuk brothers were a couple of the stars of Team USA's Four Nations run in hockey. They got to the championship game last night. Millions of people watched. It was a smashing success for hockey. But I think that when those two brothers fought back-to-back in the opening and the second of the U.S.-Canada game over the weekend, I filed that away as one of the coolest accomplishments.
Never seen anything like that.
For brothers in sports that I've ever seen. It would be the equivalent of going back-to-back with home runs or, you know, alley-ooping to each other in basketball. Like, just think about dudes being dudes, just being a bros in your backyard with your brother. And you're competing for Team USA in a game everybody cares about and is watching, and then you're getting in back-to-back fights in one of the coolest, like, center-iced showdowns that's happened.
Like, I can't remember seeing anything like that. There have been unique moments where Ken Griffey Jr. steals the fly ball from his dad, or, you know, honestly, LeBron playing with his son now in the league. I mean, there have been some of those individual things. Brothers have been teammates before, but I've never seen that. You know what I mean? I've never seen representing your country against a hated rival going, you know what you should probably do within the first, literally, 3 seconds of the game is get some five-minute majors for throwing hands. Never seen that.
I thought we could open up the phone, though, to talk about brother accomplishments in sports all time. At 800-636-1067, on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. Most famous, most accomplished, most successful. We could start there, and there's a couple other avenues we could drive here. But I think when I start thinking about a tandem of brothers in sports, I think any current list right now, this moment, has to start with the Mannings.
Of course, yeah. Famous for it, right?
Peyton and Eli, Super Bowl champions. Peyton, 2 rings. Eli, 2 rings somehow. Both are going to end up in the Hall of Fame somehow. And now they're ubiquitous in media. Eli's hilarious on television, is a really fun watch on the Manning cast with Peyton. Peyton, understandably, is a rock star in everything he does, whether it's hosting SNL comedically or TV shows as a pitch man. I think he could be, will be, if he wants to be, a GM, a team president, some type of role like that, John Elway style in football. You see Tom Brady already kind of becoming that while he's one of the lead color commentators. Peyton's doing it his own way, creating his own company and media empire without really going to one of the networks. But it's hard for me to imagine any list wouldn't start with the Mannings.
That's where everybody's minds jump to, I guarantee, right at the top, right? And for good reason. You said it. They also play quarterback. There have been other great football pairings or even a set of siblings, like the Watt brothers are all superstars. I guess Derek's not. The fullback played in the NFL. But, like, you first, of course, you're going to jump to the marquee spot where the pregame's about, during the game, the story's about, postgame, it's about media empire, et cetera.
The Watt brothers is actually good. I didn't jot them down. They've got to be very high on the accomplishment list.
You would say, right?
JJ is going to be a Hall of Famer, and TJ's going to be a Hall of
Famer. TJ's on his way, right?
Are they number two in terms of the best brother tandem ever? I'm thinking about, like, the Sedins in hockey, Henrik and Daniel Sedin. I think both Kelseys will end up in the Hall of Fame.
I agree with that.
Jason and Travis. But the Watts might be the second best brother duo.
So I've got a bunch.
Actually,
I want to throw at you.
Okay, I'm here for it. But real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Watts not better than the Mannings in terms of overall quality? Because Peyton Manning is a greatest of all time caliber quarterback. My Eli correctness is going to show here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit jaggy. Now, he was good, and he won two Super Bowls.
Sure.
J.J. Watt and T.J. Watt are both going to go down as one of the best players in their era at their position.
Two of the top, we'd say, 25 pass rushers ever?
So I'm going to put Manning's more famous, Watt's better brother to him.
More accomplished? Let me throw some curveballs at you. Ready for these?
Go.
What about Vitaly and Vladimir Klitschko?
Vitaly Klitschko.
A pair of brothers who were both world heavyweight boxing champions.
Very good.
How interesting is that, by the way?
Yeah. Vladimir and Vitaly Klitschko. That's a really good one.
Yeah. I thought that would be pretty special to break on you.
How many brothers have ever both been champions in boxing?
I couldn't tell you.
Is there
many?
Another? I need a boxing listener here. I can't think of anything top of my head where you're like George Foreman and Bo Foreman.
And Steve Foreman.
Yeah. We're not both champions.
You wouldn't think so. Bruce and Clay Matthews, before your time, but both really, really good offensive linemen. One Hall of Famer, one Hall of Really Good.
Absolutely. That's a good one. I would put them behind the Mannings and the Watts, but up there for sure.
I've got for you Steph and Seth Curry. So Seth, way down the list, NBA Ooh. Player. Steph, game changer.
So we just fell off considerably.
Yeah.
Now, great brother duo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry, top 10-ish player ever.
Yeah.
Seth Curry also played in the NBA.
Seth Curry played in the NBA.
He did.
Yeah, but still, a good career, right?
So we're there. How about Devin and Jason McCourty?
They're the McCourty brothers. That's next, yep.
And also a media empire. You got to give them credit for their fame. You got to give them credit for their post-career success.
Let me throw this at you. The Harbaugh brothers. Not for on-field. They meant the Super Bowl. You got a Super Bowl champ and a guy that's done everything else.
That's a great one.
Yeah?
Very good. Here's a good one, actually. This is NBA. These two guys were both awesome. Pau and Mark Gasol. Mark Gasol had less of a wick.
Less ceiling.
To burn, so to speak. It was a quicker deal for him.
A good player, man.
But Pau Gasol was a beast.
Hall
and Mark Gasol, for a few years, was a star.
Yeah, both really good.
I'll put them up. Can I go above the Currys? Like, Steph's a 10. And Seth is a 3. Both Gasols were like 6s or
yeah.
And in a 7 or
Pal
7 and
7 8. And a half, Mark 6. Fine.
Yeah.
Bigger numbers.
I'll
with
put
you.
Those up there.
Let me throw this. Here's another curveball you weren't ready for. What about Venus and Serena Williams? Champions.
So we're going siblings now.
Yeah.
We're going sisters.
You wanted a pair of brothers. I morphed it into siblings, sisters.
You want to play that game? I'll play that game.
Because my other one was Reggie and Charles Miller. So if you only want to do brothers, that's fine.
No. We don't have to just do brothers. Right. So you want me to be the bad guy on the show? You're trying to get me canceled?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Like, you're dismissive, and I saw what you did.
No, I am very much pro the Williamses. I will give you Venus and Serena. If we're going siblings all purpose, would they take the entire cake? So I know Serena is the greatest female tennis player that ever lived, or right there at the top. I think Venus is in the conversation of like top 5-ish. Maybe I'm off base.
Then maybe overestimating, but I don't think it's crazy. Top 20.
Lack of tennis knowledge is showing.
Yeah.
Darius, look up a list of the best female tennis players all time and let me know where Serena and Venus come in on that list from someone smarter than me. I think there's a chance then that the Williams sisters are number one on the list ahead of the Mannings.
In terms of accomplishment.
Or the Watts or the Kelseys. What about if we're going super old school, the DiMaggio's?
Yeah. Because now, Joe, obviously, that's your headliner.
Yes.
Should be. Dom wasn't bad, dude.
Look up Dom DiMaggio's numbers. I do this like once, I don't know why, but every several years I end up stumbling onto his baseball reference page. And you're like, this is Fred Claus. Just completely slept on, led the league in runs multiple times, led the league in stolen bases.
Led the league, Grant. Wasn't just like a passenger on team. It was a good player.
A career 298 hitter.
Come on, dude.
With an 802 OPS.
802 ops.
He's Fred Claus, man. He gets no love.
One last one I want to throw at you. You don't like it, throw it right back. Rondé.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tiki.
The Barbers.
Highly accomplished.
I think they get a bonus point like the McCourties for being twins, too.
There's a bonus there.
You got to get a bonus point for twindom.
Both really good players.
Okay. I will see that. I will raise you. Well, this is not a raise, but I guess it's just adding to the list. Chris and Kyle Long.
Chris and Kyle, damn it. That was my last one.
Chris and Kyle Long, Vernon and Vontae Davis, both in the NFL.
Oh, good pull.
Local kids. Let's see.
Trayvon and Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, good one.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of locals, Corey and Kyle Seager in Major League Baseball.
One last nomination. Sorry, I keep saying one last.
I was going to say, you've done that nine times.
I'm first team, one last.
For the record, you don't have to make it your last. You're acting like you aren't allowed to keep
giving them.
I know,
this is the end of the list. No one can say anything else after me. Not all football. Chandler, Arthur, and John Jones. Chandler, Arthur, and John Jones.
So that's Bones Jones from the UFC and Chandler Jones. Those guys have gone through it mentally and had some baggage and some issues.
Yes.
But they are very accomplished athletes for sure. How about Justin and B.J. Upton?
B.J. Upton never did it. Like, played in the show, obviously, was really good.
I will disagree with that.
Justin Upton was a really excellent player. B.J. never fulfilled the promise. Like, there was more hype for him, I felt like, than Justin. Is that crazy pants?
No, Justin was the number one overall pick. I guess so was B.J. He was drafted number one in 2002. But, yeah, I mean, was he a little bit of a disappointment because of that? Probably. But he had some really good years with Tampa Bay. Was never an all-star, though. Didn't hit home runs like Justin did. Another Virginia tandem of brothers.